It's good that there are certain things that you can count on in my schedule. Like, I am always in the office on Mondays, except for when I'm doing vocations work. Then I'm not. And I always, without fail, eat breakfast in the mornings, unless I have the 7 a.m. Mass, in which case I need to fast before breakfast. Or the most sure thing you can count on for me is that we have our diocesan directors meeting the third Friday of every month, unless we don't. In other words, I can tell you what I always do, as long as you realize that always means almost always. Exceptions are okay, as long as they don't become the rule. Well, one thing that you can count on without exception is that every week we'll have a Sunday. And, at least as far as I can tell, it has always followed Saturday and preceded Monday. But what we do with that Sunday is not so definite. But God has given us the rule: keep holy the Sabbath day. Our first reading reminds us, in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, but on the seventh day he rested. That is why the Lord has blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Now, our Christian tradition teaches us that while the Sabbath is the culminating day of the first creation, Sunday is the culminating day of the new creation in Christ. So the rule is clear: keep holy the Lord's day, which is Sunday. Now, the central piece of keeping this day holy, of course, is the Eucharist, the Sunday Mass, where we are now. As Catholics, we are obliged to go. And if I'm able to go but choose not to, it's a serious sin, because we are each a part of the body of Christ. And it's important for the body to worship together. But I'd like to set aside that piece for a moment this morning and ask, well, what about the rest of Sunday? How do I keep the other parts of this day holy as well? Well, part of knowing what to do on Sunday is first knowing what not to do on Sunday. And I'd like to make the suggestion that the key to understanding the rest of Sunday is understanding the difference between the exception and the rule. I know there are times when you have to go to the store on Sunday. There are times when you have to do a load of laundry on Sunday, or you'll have nothing to wear tomorrow. Doing those things once or twice as an exception is one thing. I've had to do all those things myself on a Sunday as an exception. But if we allow it to become the rule, every Sunday we run errands and do chores, then we need to stop and ask whether this really makes the day holy or not. And the same goes for those who have to go to work on Sunday. I know that many of our parishioners have rotating schedules where maybe they work one Sunday and then not the next, healthcare or law enforcement or something like that. And there are some who simply don't have the choice but to work. But again, to always keep in mind the exception and the rule. You know, if I have one or two Sundays where work gives me no choice, that's one thing. But if it's ongoing, especially if work prevents me from coming to any Mass in any language, then I have to consider whether it has stopped being the exception and become more of the rule. So then, what to do with your Sunday? What to do with the rest of the day? Well, keeping the Lord's Day holy doesn't mean that you have to do nothing. I'll give three obvious suggestions. First, can you take that time to celebrate your family or to build up your family? I mean, you realize that I actually requested the Lord to give us 65-degree weather today so that you could take a walk or go to the park or ride your bike. Sometimes building up your family might mean taking a stand on Sunday. The team can find another midfielder for the Sunday morning game. We're going to Mass, and not in your uniform. Well, if it's important to you, they'll notice. Well, the second suggestion is to take that time to do something good for someone else. By now, I'm sure some of you have heard what Pope Francis said last Wednesday. He was reflecting on his time in Argentina when he was visiting a retirement home. And he would frequently ask questions like, well, how are you? How are your children? Well, they're doing well, doing well. Well, how many do you have? Well, I have many, Father. Do they come to visit you? Oh, yes, they do. So when was the last time they came? Christmas. And it was August. And Pope Francis continues, these are his words, 8 months without being visited by her children. Abandoned for 8 months. You know, the value of just being with somebody on the Lord's Day is so great. You know, our parish last month just buried two people who made it their goal to visit those who couldn't leave their homes and to bring Jesus Christ to those who couldn't come here on Sunday. And a final suggestion for the rest of your day is to simply take time to renew yourself, your mind, your soul, your body. Maybe enjoy nature or enjoy the silence. Maybe take time to read a good Catholic book. Keeping holy the Sabbath could simply mean taking care of God's number one creation, which is you. It is good to be active as a person, active as a family. but it is also good to rest. And God gave us a rule to help with that. Every 7 days. To celebrate and build up your family, to do something good for someone else, and to renew yourself. Now, there will always be exceptions, of course. But the key is to keep the rule in front of us today and every Sunday.